This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dearest brothers and sisters in Islam. I pray you all well. May Allah bless you all. May Allah accept our deeds and welcome to another episode in our series Moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's moment comes from Sahih al-Bukhari, in particular from the narration of Shaddad ibn Aws, a famous companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because this narration is in Sahih al-Bukhari, it is beyond doubt authentic. And here we learn that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us the best of istighfar. As such, the scholars call it Sayyidul Istighfar, the best of all istighfar. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this narration teaches us that whoever says this dhikr, seeks forgiveness this way, during their morning and passes away, during that day, they will pass away forgiven. And whoever, as long as they say the dua, obviously, and they have good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have good thoughts that they are forgiven when they say it, and they pass away in that day, they will pass away forgiven. And if they say it in the evening, and they pass away in the evening, having good hope in Allah and good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they are forgiven when they say it, they will pass away forgiven as well, if they pass away in the evening, and they say this in the evening in this manner. Good thoughts about Allah and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why, brothers and sisters in Islam, the scholars of Islam have included this dhikr in the morning and evening adhkar. And in earlier episodes, we spoke about the morning and evening adhkar and when do they begin, what's the best time for them, the time span for them, when does the morning adhkar expire and the evening ones kick in, when do the evening ones expire and the morning ones kick in. So please review our previous episodes in our series Moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these. Now, in terms of this dhikr, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us, Allahumma, O Allah, Anta Rabbi, you are my Lord, La ilaha illa ant, there is no one worthy of worship besides you, Khalaqtani, you created me, وَأَنَا عَبْدُكَ and I am your servant, your slave, وَأَنَا عَلَىٰ عَهْدِكَ وَوَعْدِكَ مَسْتَطَعْتَ and I am upon my covenant towards you and my promise to you to the best of my abilities. In a manner that is to the best of my ability. أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا صُنَعَتْ I seek refuge in you from my evil doings and actions, from my wrong actions. I seek refuge in you from the consequences of my disobedience. أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا صَنَعْتُ We seeking refuge in Allah from the consequences of our disobedience. أَبُوءُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِكَ عَلَيْهِ I acknowledge your blessings upon me. وَأَبُوءُ بِذَنْبِي And I acknowledge my sins. فَغْفِرْ لِي So forgive me. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ For indeed no one forgives sins except you, Ya Allah. Indeed. And in previous episodes we spoke about Allah being غَافِر and غَفَّار and غَفُور and how we should rush to be forgiven before Ramadan ends and never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah, and the different nuances in terms of meanings between these names of Allah, Ghafir and Ghaffar and Ghafur, and even though that they share the same root, they're not considered one name but three names, even though they share the same root because of the nuanced, unique meanings that each possess. So please do also revise our previous episodes in our Moments with Allah for that lesson. So subhanAllah, this dua, the best of istighfar, is just phenomenal, because in it, we acknowledge exactly who Allah is, and we acknowledge exactly who we are, how elevated and divine and majestic He is, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how in need of Him we are, and how dependent we are on Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So a slave really brings out his remorse, his regret, and acknowledges his sins, and acknowledges Allah's favors upon him or her, stating that, Ya Allah, you are a being that no disobedience should be done towards, because you've done only good and everything for us. So take care of this istighfar, this dhikr, brothers and sisters in Islam, every morning and every evening, having good thoughts about Allah, having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's forgiven you. And remember, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this authentic narration, if you are to pass away, you will pass away in the day that you recited it, having good thoughts about Allah, or in the evening that you recited it, having good thoughts about Allah, forgiven. I end off repeating it. Allahumma, anta rabbi, la ilaha illa ant, khalaqtani, wa ana abduk, wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'at, a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'at, abu'u laka bi ni'matika alay, wa abu'u bi dhanbi, faghfir li, fa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. May Allah forgive our past inspire our futures, and protect us all and preserve us in His obedience. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Until next time, Salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh.